All right, hey guys, it's me. I know I said I'm going to make this a permanent occurrence here with the four downs in the podcast style, but because I didn't write it last week because I was, to be honest, I was pretty upset about what I saw in that shutout loss against the Colts. So I decided I was going to wait and then compare what I saw last week to what I saw this week. And thankfully, the Cowboys did get the win. They clinched the division. And then, you know, playoff spot in the process. So that's good. I did see improvements defensively. Was a much better game. You know, they forced the turnovers there. You know, the 69-yard fumble recovery by Jalen Smith for a touchdown was huge. And then the fumble recovery by, I believe it was Randy Gregory, at the 4-yard line, again, was also huge. And the defense came up big. They had that long drive that was almost 10-minute drive. And they able to get the goal line stand, so you know it's you know that's some positives. The secondary, I was surprised at the fact that one, Byron Jones is a Pro Bowler. Not sure how it happened, but I guess it's what it is. But again, the pass for us was definitely better. There were some questionable calls that I do want to address it quickly, especially towards the end of the first half. The roughing the passer penalty on Randy Gregory, I think, was a bunch of crap, if we're being honest here. I mean, I don't know how else he was supposed to hit the man. I mean, he didn't drive him into the ground. He didn't hit him late. He didn't hit him low. So I don't know what Randy was supposed to do at that point in time. And then the roughing penalty there on Xavier Woods. That one I can better understand the refs throwing the flag on that because of the fact that it did in real time, especially with the way the receiver's head kind of snapped to the side. I could kind of see how you could appear to be a targeting type of penalty. That one I'm not as upset about. Clearly it was a shoulder-to-shoulder hit, but that one. That one to me I can live with more than the roughing the passer, but in any case, I gave him a free 30 yards, which helped get them that touchdown, and then you know, then before the half there, Prescott took the sack, which then leads me here to my next point. Firstly, about the offense here. So they, you know, they ran 50 plays. Okay, they had the same amount of drives, 10 each as the Buccaneers did. Only 232 yards of offense. That is a huge problem. I had heard the stat entering the game here. The Cowboys offensive line allowed 51 sacks. I mean, it had 3 sacks allowed today, so that would bring a total to 54 sacks. Now, again, it's kind of inflated because you can't tell how many sacks are their fault. Prescott's fault for holding the ball too long. So, you know, I fought off the line here, getting kind of a lot of flack. To me, they did. To me, a lot of that's on Prescott. And speaking of Prescott again, I mean, he had a better game. I mean, when he needed to move the ball down the field, we kind of moved the ball down the field some. But, he was 20-25, 161 yards, 1 touchdown. So it wasn't terrible. We're just looking at purely at the numbers. But as Troy Aikman pointed out during the game, he missed a lot of open receivers. Cooper was open numerous times, and he went to the other side of the field. There were times where he kind of tried to force it in there when there was another guy open in the middle of the field. So it's just things like that kind of concern you a little bit there. Because if he's the franchise guy moving forward, and he's the guy that they believe can lead the Cowboys, you know, to deep playoff runs and Super Bowl appearances, he's got to do better than that. You know, again, the ground game was solid. Elliott here, 85 yards on 18 carries, almost 5 yards a carry. The play calling, again, was questionable. I will continue to say this here. Scott Linehan needs to go, because I was talking to my man, watching it with a friend of mine today, and he pointed out that they're good for about one good drive a half. And the more I thought about it, the more the man was right. Because, you know, if you were to look at that, okay, they had the nice, they had that one drive. They got down to the red zone, resulted in a field goal. Okay, that's not what to do. But then they had that other nice drive that resulted in a touchdown, and then the rest, yeah, like you get some first downs and then, you know, and three and out. And then other times there was some questionable play calling. Like there were a couple of third and longs where you immediately threw it to the check down, and that's not giving you a chance to move the chains. You can't immediately go to the check down. There was that other play in the red zone where they tried the receiver reverse, and I'm not sure where that was going. I don't think you needed to do the receiver reverse. You have Ezekiel Elliott just run the ball with him. So the play calling still to me is kind of iffy. If you're Dak, you can't see. He didn't really necessarily. He didn't turn it over today, which was refreshing. But again, the missed reads, the missed open targets to me are somewhat concerning. Moving forward, because that is going to cost the games. Now, thankfully here, the Cowboys defense brought their A game. I mean, again you could say that that long drive, almost 2 minute drive, that was bad, and yeah, you don't want to be on the field for that long. But I mean, they were able to get three sacks. They were able to come up with necessary stops. They came up with the stop there on that goal line stand. They were able to come up with enough stops to win the game, which has pretty much been the case the whole season, minus last week where it was just bad. And then they forced two fumbles on Winston. So, you know, again, that's the defense is good. I do want to, though Tyron Crawford went down on the second play of the game, I believe. So I do want to send prayers with him because he was caught off the field and he was immobilized. And so you never want to see that. But the defense, to me, moving forward, I think we'll have to carry the team again. If you were to take away the touchdown by Jalen Smith, a fumble recovery at the 4-yard line that was in a touchdown, then the Cowboys would have, at that point, would have been a 20-13 game. I mean, they would have lost. So, again, offensively here, I mean, it's pretty much the same old. I'm glad they did improve at last week's loss to the Colts because, as we all know, that literally was a disgrace. There's not much else to say about that other than that literally was a disgrace. So they got the job done. They clinched the division, which is good because Philly, you know, as you know, came back and beat the Texans. So, I'm curious to see the starters play next week now that they got the division wrapped up. I don't know if we can really move up anymore in the seating or that it would really matter at this point. I saw improvements. There's still a lot of improvements to go, especially offensively. And I don't know if this point it is a schematic thing or what the deal is, but it definitely needs to be fixed. I also want to give a shout out to the other Pro Bowlers from the Cowboys, Zach Martin, Ezekiel Elliott, and somehow Byron Jones. That is all for this. If I was just to give the four downs actually. One would be defense, because the defense, again, as I mentioned now, came up big in this game. Two is turnovers. They won a turnover battle today, and that is important because a lot of games recently they have lost turnover battle, and you can definitely see how that has hurt the team. Three, I would say Dak Prescott, because again, some improvements, still a lot of improvements to go, especially moving forward. And then four, I have to give it to Brett Maher. With a 59-yard field goal, I mean that is impressive. I don't care if you're indoor, outdoor, that is impressive. I believe he broke his own Cowboy record. Anybody that was, kind of skeptical, once Dan Bailey was gone, but I believe Brett Maher has done an adequate job. So that's four downs. I will get back to the print version next week. I just wanted to compare last week and this week and the improvements that were made. So thank you all for listening, and look out next week for the regular four downs written version.